All right, Tom, of course, we should mention you've changed the name and identifying information of this case and the type of police work this person exactly does. But can you present the case?
Mr. Walsh is a 68-year-old retired Boston police officer, comes in with some cough and fatigue. He does have a history of coronary disease. I saw him in, I guess it was middle of April, late April, after I had seen the Flex slides. History notable for coronary disease, status post recent angioplasty with stent placement, and he was on aspirin and Plavix when I saw him. He had a CAT scan and PET scan obtained to evaluate his symptoms of cough and fatigue. And on his CAT scan, he has a large hilar mass. He had multiple nodules in his lungs. His PET scan was markedly positive in that primary mass, also positive in several of these small little nodules, as well as positive in bone. His brain MRI was negative, so he had multiple positive bone lesions on PET, multiple lung nodules, and he had a core biopsy done to make a diagnosis. It was a moderately differentiated adenocarcinoma, which was TTF1 positive, CK7, CK20. I like to show this slide. TTF1, which is something we kind of thought was a throwaway, might actually turn out to be an incredibly important target in lung cancer therapy. And it's been something we've been wondering, what is this molecule, TTF1, for the past several years? But now some of the best genomics work seems to consistently show that TTF1 is an important oncogene in lung cancer development. TTF1 is thyroid transcription factor 1. And if you look at many of the large genome-wide sequencing efforts at the Broad, at WashU in St. Louis, maybe at some of the institutions that people have around the table, TTF1 is consistently coming up as an amplified oncogene in lung cancer.
It's obviously expressed in the thyroid. That's how it got its name to begin with. It is not expressed in adenocarcinomas of non-lung histology. And the reason it was used by the pathologists in the beginning was when they got an adenocarcinoma, they didn't know necessarily if it came from lung or from somewhere else. So 90% of adenocarcinomas that originated in the lung are TTF1 positive, whereas 99% of breast cancers and stomach cancers are TTF1 negative.
All right, let's go back to the case.
So anyway, his final pathology was moderately differentiated. Adeno was EGFR wild type. He was a smoker. He was EGFR positive by IHC. He was also RAS wild type at this point.